I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to the Banging Book Club, the podcast where we discuss books about sex and gender. I'm Lena Norms.
I'm Lucy Moon.
And I'm Hannah Witten.
Welcome to the first ever Banging Book Club quiz. I am your quizmaster.
Oh my god.
And you two are playing for a Munna Corner.
Do you know what? I really fucking love Munna
Corner. I know! Corner.
It's the vanilla chocolate balls one, and I know we're getting you both going, so I really need you to make a good effort today. I'm really finding my inner primary school teacher today. Okay, so there are three rounds. They are relating to the books that we have been studying. Some of them are just for fun. Just for funsies. So, this is round one.
Wait. How is this working? Are you going to ask one of us at a time? Or do we need to make buzzer sounds?
It's going
to
be buzzer sounds.
Okay, what's your buzzer?
Okay, ready? So this is round one.
Okay.
This is all from me very diligently listening back to some of our podcasts, which I know both of you don't do.
No.
Super fun.
Are they any good?
They're all right, actually. Some of them are pretty funny. Okay. I would particularly recommend Men Are From Mars.
Okay, yeah.
The way I'm going to do this is I'm going to ask the question, and I want whoever knows the answer first to buzz.
Okay.
You're going to need to invent some buzzer noises.
We literally just did that.
Moo!
Hannah's an aroused cow. An aroused crow.
This was just an intake of...
Hannah seems to be an aroused crow, and...
I'm a cow.
Lucy seems to be a despondent cow. I'm excited about this.
I'm ready.
Okay. And if you get it wrong, the dibs goes to the other person.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
I'm so nervous.
Are you competitive?
Is she competitive? Have you met her? That's why I was questioning if she's really a Hufflepuff. She seems more of a Ravenclaw in these kind of situations. Just saying.
Stop it!
I'd agree.
Stop it!
Question one. What is the feminist hormone? This is mentioned in Vagina.
Moo.
Holy shit.
Oxytocin.
No.
Fuck.
Hannah?
Estrogen.
Wrong! It's dopamine.
What?
It releases hormone. Chemicals in your blood. There's a feminist hormone. That's what
they call it. Oh, they said feminine.
Well, you're both wrong. It releases chemicals in your blood that make you more assertive and socially fluent and risk-taking. And that's why the patriarchy don't want women to have orgasms.
Yeah, great. I remember that.
I mean, I wrote that. I didn't quote that from the book. But anyway. Question two. So nobody's got any points.
Zero
points
so far. I feel like this month.
Question two. I'm going to list some slang words for vagina. Which one was not mentioned in the book Vagina?
Ooh.
Okay. You ready?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Slush puppy. Hush puppy.
Oh my god.
Diana's quiff. The snack that gives back. Butcher's dustbin. And the bearded oyster. Go on.
Hush puppy.
Wrong.
Butchers.
I invented one of them.
The butcher's one.
No, wrong.
Oh, they all again.
It was the slush puppy or the hush puppy, isn't it?
Slush puppy, hush puppy, Diana's
quiff. It's the slush puppy. Oh no, you've just done that one, haven't you?
I did hush puppy.
Okay, so all
slush
of them.
Puppy's a brand of shoe.
Yeah. It's slush puppy.
Wrong.
Oh, what the
All heck? Of them were in vagina, apart from the one that I invented, which I'm quite proud of, Diana's quiff.
Oh. morning, you fucking weirdo.
What do I do on my commute in the morning? This, apparently.
Diana's
question three. Quick. Both of you have no points, so
okay. This is going so well.
Question three. In the film 50 Shades Darker, according to us in our podcast, how many times out of the four sex scenes does Christian keep his trousers on during sex? We were very enticed by how often he did
all
that.
All of them. Three out of four.
Yes, correct. Ding! 1 point for Hannah. In the podcast, we're very fixated on that. We're like, why can't he take his trousers off before he has sex?
He just, like, keeps them on.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, you know, in The Notebook when he picks her up and then, like, shuffles to the bed. Anyway, not point.
He takes off his sexy stockings. That scene. Those stockings.
I know. Maybe we should do a whole podcast like steamiest sex scenes. Oh, anyway.
We suddenly become BuzzFeed.
Where is this quote from? It's from one of the books that you read. Good heavens, the method of having male sex involves some elaborate handiwork.
Moo, perv.
Nope.
I was going to say perv. Okay,
How does it start?
Good heavens, the method of having male sex involves some elaborate handiwork.
What was that really funny good voice I feel
like
in it?
50 Shades of Grey feels like the good heavens.
No, there was a really, really funny voice who wrote one of our... What have we read?
I haven't listened to any audiobooks, so I don't know what that would sound like. Hold on. Okay, my guess.
No, no, as in a funny writing voice, not a funny...
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
Fiction, non-fiction?
They remind you of me.
Oh, bollocks! No!
You make it sound like
no!
It was still...
Okay, 2 points to Hannah. Next question. In what episode did Hannah decide to come off the pill? We were actually present for that, weirdly. In it, you're like, do you know what I think I'm going to do? When I was reading this book, I've decided. Yep.
I'm trying to remember when I came off.
It was the birth of the hormone diaries.
Lucy?
Yeah, but you haven't said you're up. Come on. It's expiring in 5, 4, 3, 2. It's going to go to the doctor over here.
Vagina.
Correct.
I did it in
Lucy.
July 2016.
It was a lovely year.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Congratulations. It's 2-1 to Hannah.
God, I don't even know.
According to John Gray, who wrote that great book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
My favourite.
How many hugs should you give your wife a day?
Oh, God, it was something...
5.
Wrong.
18?
No.
3.
No.
Higher, lower?
It's 4.
Oh, damn.
No points for anyone.
5 and 3.
On that vein. In his book, John gives some advice on things you can do to score points with a woman. Which one of these did I make up?
Oh, God. Okay.
Number one, offer to build a fire in wintertime. Tell her when you're going to take a nap. Laugh at her jokes or split the bills. Which one did I make up?
The first one.
No,
mate, the first one is real. I specifically remember that one.
He recommends you make her a fire.
Million copies of this fucking book.
I absolutely remember that one.
That's
okay,
shocking.
It was, wait. Laugh at her jokes?
No.
Moo
was the second one?
I was expecting, like...
Second one is tell her when you're going to take a nap.
Moo, I think it's second one.
No, it's not made up either.
What, tell her you love
the
her?
The one I made up was split the bills. At no point does he suggest that. But he does suggest... laughing at her jokes. Anyway, okay.
I thought you had made up laughing at jokes because I imagine that John Gray doesn't think women are funny.
No, he advises that even if she's not funny, you should laugh at her jokes.
Brilliant. Oh my God, can you imagine marriage made in heaven?
What analogy does Johanna use to describe Big Cock Owl's penis?
Fuck.
Oh, do you have options? Very funny. I don't have options.
I don't remember.
Do you want me to make
it's
up
like
some
a
options?
Big tubular snake or something. Sorry, moo. It's something like a fat snake.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's so a much more graphic.
Toblerone cylinder.
No. We did have quite a laugh about it at the time.
Oh my god, I remember.
Do you want me to give you some options? I'll
yes,
make some up
please.
If you want. No, because it'd be already obvious.
Yeah,
it'd
be
what
so obvious.
Up.
Just tell us.
Okay.
We're not going to get it.
She said it was like an infant's limb. I can't believe you didn't stick in your head. I was literally like, I remember that one.
No. I think I blocked it out mentally.
Okay, this is quite a funny one. What performance did we promise to put on at Summer in the City 2017 and never delivered?
The vagina monologues.
Yes!
Oh my god!
To put on a word for word recital for the vagina monologues.
That would have gone down a treat.
However, I did have multiple choice options for this, but oh well, Hannah's got it, so I mean, it's that fine. Was like, but I wanna, the other options that I invented was a rap battle between us and Juno Dawson and Hannah Witten's wedding.
my glasses just fell off.
Oh, I'm a genius quiz master, if I'm calling. God. Okay, yeah. So what's the I've got one more question. What's it in the moment?
I don't know.
It's like 3-1. I think it's 3-1 just after the.
So, oh, yeah, sorry, it's 3-1 now.
Okay, you're quiz master, you should be.
Sorry, it's 3-1. Okay, you've got one more chance to score a point in this round, Lucy. Okay, ready? What word does Lucy teach Hannah and Lena in the Little Grey History episode? We genuinely both don't know this phrase slash word. It's a term.
I'm going to kick myself when I learn it.
In a Little Grey History episode. Yeah,
we're both like, what the hell does that mean? And Lucy's like, this obviously...
It's going to be to do with SOAS, isn't
it's
it?
It's got to be something to do with colonialism. Not necessarily. Because yeah. The book was based on like the British Museum.
Not necessarily. Okay, well, so kind of.
I know it as well. I can't remember
it's history based.
I have... Oh, it's so obvious and I'm going to kick myself. I can't remember.
Teleological. No, because I know that word.
What does that mean?
I can't remember how to explain it.
It means in order, right?
Yeah, it means basically like...
Chronologically. Beginning to end. Mixed.
No, it's like explaining things that like happened the Bible. In the past because of where you are in the present.
Oh, okay.
The Bible.
I thought that's what you taught us.
No, I didn't teach you the Bible. I'm sorry,
you don't want to be teleological.
The word was proto-feminist.
Oh,
we didn't know that.
I can't remember what that means again.
It means like before feminism actually existed. Like, what do you call people who are acting in a feminist way, but can identify as feminist because it didn't exist?
Yes.
Really useful word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Game show.
Lucy has 2 points. Hannah has 3.
I've got one.
Quiz master. Sorry.
I didn't even get my own word.
I was never the banker in Monopoly. Like,
I was always the banker.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to keep
scoring? Hannah, can you tell them what you've gone as at this point in time for Halloween?
Me and Dan are going as Frank and Claire Underwood.
That is so Hannah. Like, they're the House of Cards.
They're the power couple in House of Cards.
Like, the guy who's trying to play his way to become president and his wife, who runs a charity.
I was thinking of going as, like, a slutty handmaid. What do you think?
As in, like, Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm going as Kim Possible. So, like, just went with,
Lucy's
like...
Lucy's putting on her best shot.
As much as I tried to get Jack to play Ron Stoppable...
Do you remember we said we'd go as the Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, we were going to do that, weren't we?
There's no party, though, is there?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Round 2. This section is called Comment Cunt. In this round,
I thought we learnt from vagina that we don't like the word cunt
anymore. I'm reclaiming it again. I can't remember why I wasn't supposed to. I completely erased it and I like the word cunt. Okay, so in this section, I've picked out some fun comments from both of your comment sections on your YouTube channels, and you've got to tell us whether it is a Hannah comment or a Lucy comment.
I love looking through my comments. It's my favourite part of my day.
Unfortunately, some of Lucy's are so long, I'm not going to extract them here.
Do we get bonus points if we guess which video it's on?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm up for that. It's all for the... Keep your eyes on the prize, ladies. Eyes on the prize. Okay. I'd be a great bingo caller, don't you think?
Yes. Definitely pick that up when you hit 60.
Oh, my God, please do. I'd come to your bingo night.
Oh, yeah. We should totally have a Banging Book Club bingo night.
On the floor, 24.
It's meant to be, like, really cool bingo nights for young people that are quite, like, sexual.
I've heard about those.
Oh, my God, I've been like, to one. Bongo Bingo.
Yeah, the prizes are, like, rude.
Yeah, I went there and they'd photoshopped cocks onto loads of pictures of Kanye West. It was very surreal. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, the first comment, was this a Hannah or Lucy video? Blue Kangaroo is my childhood!
Mine.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me.
I have no idea what that means, I just saw it in the comments, I was like, what the fuck?
That's a book from childhood, and I read it in a onesie, like, with a cuddly stuffed toy.
I thought that was a really random comment, and it wasn't going to be that easy, but obviously.
Blue Kangaroo?
I did it wrong, okay. Can you stop jump cutting your thoughts? I think your views will be fine with and it just hurts my eyes with so many cuts between your sentences. Thanks.
That's one of mine, because I saw that recently.
Oh yeah, that's not me.
What the fuck?
I've had similar, but they're not usually that.
Oh my God, get a Netflix subscription if you don't want jump cuts. Anyway, right. Number three. Do a video no burp challenge.
Me.
Do you know your comment?
I burp in my videos all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not a lazy one.
Okay. You look like Cara Delevingne in the screen cap.
Lucy looks like Cara Delevingne.
I think both could have looked like Cara Delevingne.
Yeah, I don't think I look like Cara Delevingne remotely.
You have thicker eyebrows.
Lucy's got better thumbnails though.
Is Lucy?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Of course.
But that's why I thought I had one, because I'm like... But Hannah's got
Hannah still
eyebrows.
Won the point, even though it's me. Okay, I'm just out of my game.
You get the point of like looking like Cara Delevingne.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, next comment. This other girl is Peg.
Moo. Hannah video.
Yeah.
Who's the other
one? How rude is that? Anyway.
She is Peg.
I know.
Yeah, she is
Peg. A girl is always worth at least £5 plus 10 pence for a tip.
Moo.
I mean, that sounds like a Lucy comment.
I thought that was a Hannah comment.
Why would that be something?
Wow. The value of women.
It's turned into a burn book. Well, that
Wait,
sounds...
Wait, who was right?
It's a rusty little bitch.
Yeah, it's Lucy's comment. Okay.
I've lost this mother corner already.
Lol, watching this naked right now.
Moo. Hannah.
That's gotta be me.
No, it's Lucy.
Really? People watch me naked too.
Okay, none of us got that.
Weird. Okay, that's it.
I get masturbating right now. That's what I get.
Okay, so it is round three. And the tension is building. As you can hear, this lonely Muller corner
okay,
is on
this
own.
Is already really loud.
Hannah and Lucy have been instructed to put very loud music in their ears because we're playing the Whisper Challenge. So, on my commute the other day, in this universe I've created, we have started a girl band in the 90s, and I started naming some of the tracks that I think should be on our album. So basically, I've invented three weird sentences I'm going to say to you, and I want to see if you can decipher what
So
I'm
they're
saying.
More Fallout Boy than they are Katy Perry.
I mean, I'm not
going to
give that away.
Are they sex-related still?
Well,
they're very much
sex
related.
Okay, cool.
I imagine that our Banging Book Club girl group would have a sex album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, ready? Your wang is as...
No, I'm not ready.
Your wang is as willing as a willow tree in winter. Now stop.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think I said?
Right, it was definitely alliteration with something to do with W's.
Yeah.
His wank was a wet willy in winter.
That's not bad.
Really?
Okay.
Lucy? Your music's not bad.
All I could see was the W's.
Yeah.
Your wang was a willy in wet Wichita. It's about
you're
as
both pretty
like
good. I think Hannah might be closer. Your wang is as willing as a willow tree in winter.
Oh, yeah.
That's track one. It's going straight to number one.
Surely we both get a point for that.
I think we both.
Close.
I thought we both did really well.
Yeah. I think we both did really well.
Okay.
Okay, ready, play it.
Number two.
Wait.
I imagine this coming somewhere in the middle of the album, you know, something a bit like more low tone. Okay.
Ready.
I would tap your Visa card and get you hard.
I can't repeat that. That's got a slur in it.
What?
I definitely heard a slur. It's not heard.
Do it again.
I would tap your Visa card and get you hard.
Can you do it one more time?
I would tap your Visa card and get you hard. Okay, music off. What do you think I've said something really bad?
I thought you said retard. No, I was like, my tampon. My tampon.
It's gonna be great. I've always started like writing a melody for it.
I didn't know. Do you know, I really didn't get much of that at all.
Okay,
I got
Hannah.
Okay, I heard retard as well.
Oh,
but like maybe it was hard.
Oh, there was something about heart at the end.
Hard.
Okay, the answer, and I think this is a track that will come somewhere in the middle of the album, it's gonna be chill. I would tap your Visa card and get you hard.
That's a great
I would tap your Visa card and get you hard. No?
Well, yeah, let me just spend
down.
You money.
Lucy
knows,
she's already writing the melody.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Right. And this is the last one now.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, one
what
second,
the,
I'm choosing a different song.
What's the score?
I'm ready. So I can't hear you. What's happening?
Ready?
What?
Will we be doing this when we have postmenopausal pussies?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Sit, wait, do it again.
Wait, okay. Watch.
Will we?
Wait. It stopped. Okay, it's on now. Go.
Will we be doing this when we have post-menopausal pussies? Anna looks appalled.
Okay.
This is the last track on the album, I think.
I definitely got the first half
of
that. Will we be doing this?
Yes.
And then it was like, when? Either something about menopause or, like, cerebral palsy.
I got, we shouldn't be doing this in our menopausal business.
Like, you both think so little of me saying these horrible slurs. Okay, the correct answer is, will we be doing this
when
we have postmenopausal pussies?
Oh my god.
Great.
That's pretty good.
I think I was pretty
good. Yeah, I think you're closer than
that's
me.
That's you.
Okay.
Postmenopausal business.
I was like, cerebral palsy. Jesus Christ, Hannah. Oh.
A great effort on Lucy Moon's part. She got 4 points.
Well done, Lucy.
Unfortunately, this one goes to Hufflepuff. Hannah being the representative. Wasn't killed in the effort like Cedric Diggory. Made it to the end. 9 points, Hannah Whitton.
No, I thought I got 8. Did I count wrong? I've got 9.
Well done. Done.
Here Muller is your celebratory
you.
Muller Corner.
Yeah! I'm so happy.
Well done.
My fellow banging book lovers.
Oh,
Lena and Lucy.
Stop.
And no one else.
Enjoy your
no
corner.
Lick
that.
And everyone else can
lid.
Fuck right up. Thank you for listening. I hope this has at least encouraged you to go back and listen to some of the backlist episodes. Or maybe not. Maybe
I hope whoever's editing this is alright with editing this.
It's probably me.
Yeah.
I want to put the music in.
Sorry if it peaks, guys.
Next month, we totally forgot in the main episode to say what we were reading, so we're going to let you know now. This month we are reading Man Up by Jack Irwin, and that episode will be out on the 27th, and we have a very special mini-sode lined up for you.
Like,
so we've been planning this, Hannah's been planning this, for
since
the best
January.
Part of the year.
Since January.
And somehow,
it's
we managed
happened.
To make it happen.
It will be happening. So make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss that, and leave us ratings and reviews and follow us on Twitter at Banging Book Club. And as we mentioned in our last podcast, we're doing a Christmas cocktail party at the bookshop, travelling through near
right
Waterloo.
By Waterloo.
Yep, on Thursday, the 14th of December. Tickets should be on sale now, and you can go to our Twitter to find the link to that, and included in your ticket price is a copy of the first book that we are reading in January 2018, entry and a free cocktail that we will all be making together.
It's really good value. Yep. And if you want an alcohol-free cocktail, I'll be doing those.
Yes, they will also be there. Great. Thanks for listening. Do you know what, like, my cheeks hurt from like smiling so much during
that? Yeah. That's good. Aww, I feel positive about this.
Goals.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to... Let's sign this off because I really want to eat my mullet corn.
All right, bye guys. All right,
bye guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.